This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Time. This one's all Broncos related today. Now, I already know where you're going with this one, but I'm asking the Hooligans on... Oh, I was going to ask if you thought that they would lose to Houston.
Brady, so that, you you're bought just making that.
That's where I was going to go. No, are the Broncos a contender? Are they a true contender at this stage? Starting 6-2, now it's been a very kind of weird 6-2, but here's my question. If they're not a contender, who is? The Patriots?
I feel weird about the Patriots. I don't know if they're real.
They might be. They might have their quarterback. I think they do, actually.
I think they do, but I don't really know if they're a real contender this year.
The Bills? The Ravens, now that Lamar Jackson is going to be back, they did get a win that they really needed.
But that defense, though.
They needed to save their season, and they did. You're getting Lamar back. Sounds like he's going to go on Thursday, Michael, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
Thank you.
The Colts, are they a contender? 7-1. Jonathan Taylor Thomas just keeps going. Thank you, because he's on my fantasy team. I did beat Derbs. By the way, Mike, thank you. You didn't say congratulations yet. I knew it was coming, but...
I don't follow your league.
Well, you should ask. You should ask about what your friends are up to.
Brady, did you beat Bruce this week?
I beat Derbs. Tanner lost to Bruce. After giving me a hard time for losing to Bruce. But Bruce is sneaky. I think the Broncos have just as good a chance today as anybody in the AFC. And I Houston game's pretty big for me because I would really be excited if Denver could go into that game against Kansas City with an 8-2 record and potentially beat the Chiefs legitimately and be at the top of the AFC West as we're getting closer and closer to what could be a very fun finish for the Broncos.
What are you talking about? We beat them legitimately the last two times. Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. Texas, El Paso, and their backup.
Well, and then the last time, true. Sean, you've seen the movie. I know you have. You own the DVDs. Stella got her groove back. Did Sean Payton, does he have his groove back as an offensive play caller? He was... Now, that whole mastermind thing frustrates me. It gets thrown around a lot, but he looked a little mastermindy against the Cowboys this week. Now, again, the Cowboys' defense is bad. But you score 44 points on anybody, you're going to get some flowers for that. Has Sean Payton got his groove back, Mike?
He's always had his groove. I think some of it was he just needed to admit to himself, run the ball. And also, Bonix needed to throw the ball better.
Still not running a lot. I mean, J.K. Dobbins had 15 carries. R.J. Harvey had 7 carries. There you is R.J. Harvey, buy or sell. R.J. Harvey is the joker on this team.
I don't know if I buy him as the Joker.
Nice red zone threat he is, though. Now, he had 46 yards rushing. He had a 40-yard touchdown run, but he also had a touchdown catch, too. And, I mean, I like Evan Ingram's game. And he's quick enough. They can move him around and be in that Joker-type position if we really fully see that this year. But there was a lot of wrinkles in this game. By Sean. A lot of ways to get guys open.
Who are you saying is the Joker?
It feels like R.J. Harvey might be that guy. Yeah? Don't love the name because we already have a Joker. Do you buy or sell that there will be a significant drop-off defensively now that Pat Surtain's going to miss a few weeks?
I think there's going to be a change in defense. I don't want to say significant drop-off.
But a drop-off, nonetheless.
There is going to be a drop-off, yeah. There are going to be more yards given up in the pass game.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the Broncos will be playing the Raiders in the near future. And the Raiders, they have players on their team.
They do have players. That game, I'm not worried about at all. It's this game coming up against the Texans. Are Texans starting to figure it out? Yeah, I mean, they started the season 0-3, but they lost to the Rams, the Buccaneers, and the Jaguars. All right.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with losing to the Rams and the Buccaneers. Those are some two fine football teams. The Jaguars, they have NFL players on their teams, and sometimes
they do.
The bad teams win.
Yeah. C.J. Stroud threw for 318 yards last week. Is he starting to figure it out? Because he had kind of a weird second year. Bad sophomore slump. Maybe he's starting to figure it out. You just hope that it's not coming at this time against the Broncos on Sunday. I'm trying to think of how I had this going for Denver. I know I finished on 11 wins for Denver, but I don't think I had them beating the Eagles. I think I had them losing to the Chargers. That was one of them, but I had them beating the Colts. So I might have had them at 6-2 at this point. And then the Texans game on the road, I believe I had as a loss for Denver.
Well, if you want to go back in time and find out, you can go to 1310kfka.com, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, because that show would be podcast.
Or wherever you get your podcast from, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. I don't know where. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. I don't know where I'm going, because the preseason picks don't really count. The real thing is what I do on Friday, which I went 3-1. The only one I missed was UC Davis did not cover 13.5.
And the one on Thursday.
Against the Bears. Well, that's not part of the picks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the Thursday night special. Picks are on Friday, Mike.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that, except for when I make picks on Thursdays.
What is Thursday, then?
Which is part of the Thursday night special. Separate. That has been bad. I'll admit, that one has been rough.
Yeah, we're not giving 50% discounts on that one anymore. And are we giving 50% discounts?
And where do we go on Thursday? Baltimore at Miami. Did Miami?
Oh, I can tell you who's going to win.
Did Miami figure something out?
No.
You think Ravens win?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do they cover 8.5? It was 7.5 when you asked me yesterday. It's now 8.5. Do they cover?
Tomorrow,
Do they win by 9? You know this now, right? You know what that means.
Kind of.
Do they win by 9 or more?
I think they're going to win by 10 at least.
Is it going to be because the most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment goes off?
Well, Bo Nix isn't playing in that game.
Ah, Bo Nix doesn't get that. You got to show me some more. Although, is it fair to say that some of the issues were simple as Bo Nix just not hitting on a lot of those? Those open, he had guys open. He just overthrew a lot of guys in the first few weeks of the season. And the game against Dallas, he was not doing that.
Well, you
he
and
was
I talked
excellent.
Off, you and I talked off the air last hour, and we both agree. Yeah, a lot of that was Bo Nix. Bo needs to get more accurate.
He just, and I don't pretend to be like a big, I'm going to get on here and talk about his process. But isn't it kind of obvious when Bo does throw a bad ball? His feet are kind of all over the place back there. And then when he can sit in the... I like him on the run. I think he does a good job on the run. But when he can really sit and plant his feet and he can make those throws and he doesn't get happy feet back there, he makes the throws, man. And that offensive line. What can we say about this offensive line, Mike?
I mean, even when they're hurt, protection's still good.
Palcheski's been good. And I love his story. I'm rooting for that guy. You know when you know when an offensive lineman is doing well, Mike, when you don't talk about him.
Who? I don't know who he is.
Exactly. Except for this guy, though.
No one's talking about him.
Did Quinn Meinerz have the best game by an offensive lineman this year? I mean, he was demolishing people in that game. So that's been a big part of it. You got to keep, if you can keep Bo Nix from getting hit a lot, his confidence level goes up. And now you're starting to see the other weapons on this team open up. Troy Franklin, 6 receptions, 89 yards, and a touchdown. Pat Bryant finally got his touchdown. That was a that throw was absolutely gorgeous. And that's what Bo Nix was not completing to start the season.
Yeah, and I didn't like that first pass from Bo Nix to Pat Bryant. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what that was, but he seemed to settle down quickly after that.
At first, I'm like, Pat, you're running the wrong route. And then I looked, and I'm like, what route? Like, where was the ball supposed to go?
How good can be real with me for a second. How good can this team be?
I mean, they can win the rest of their games and then the Super Bowl.
You can't do it, can you?
Can't do what?
You can't actually evaluate this team. I'll give you my refreshed version of how this is going to go down. I'm not going to give you the Texans game. Picks are on Friday. But they're going to beat the Raiders. You won't remember. They're going to beat the Raiders. Do they beat the Chiefs at home on November 16th?
Yes.
Now, the Chiefs kind of went crazy last night against Washington. And obviously, the Commanders are in a tough spot. You know, they had to throw in Marcus Mariota, who was all right to start, and then Patrick Mahomes got going. He ended up throwing for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. Chiefs are going to be that's going to be a very tough game. But I still don't have this feeling that Kansas City has fully arrived yet. Now, they beat Washington 28-7. They beat the Raiders 31-0. And then the Lions game, though, they did win 30-17. Maybe this Chiefs team has kind of figured it all out.
Yeah, but let's look at who the Raiders are. The Raiders are like
bad.
The CSU Rams.
Ooh, come on. You're going to compare your most hated team to the CSU Rams.
I just wanted to insult
the Raiders. Raiders beat the Patriots to start the season. It's been very bad since then, though.
And that's been hilarious.
Yeah, they got Jacksonville coming up this weekend. They were off this last weekend, but they've got Jacksonville. And then they'll take on the Broncos on Thursday night. Did I already give away my Thursday night special? Well, we got to talk about spreads and everything, too, with that game. I am a little concerned with the drop-off, with Patrick Surtain being out, what that's going to look like. This will be a huge test. Obviously, Riley Moss is not anything new for him. His job might get a little bit easier, actually, because now you're not just shutting off one side of the field or one guy. You're gonna spread this out. So it's gonna be more. The pressure's gonna be on guys like McMillan and Abrams Drain, and you know we'll see what Jahdae Barron, like how many meaningful reps he gets. That interception was nice, but that'll be interesting to see.
I was going to say, Jahdae Barron's like, I really hate that Pat Surtain's going down. However, I get more time on the field.
Mm-hmm. I think this is actually, not that you want injuries, but this actually might make Riley Moss's job easier the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and then people are going to be, he'll still get flags thrown on him because, you know, Texas El Paso.
They've got the referees now have tasted that blood. And they are going to be watching him.
Yeah, but I just think it's stupid. They have to get that out of their heads.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go. They can't go Riley Moss.
They got to him.
They have to go orange uniform.
They got to him. Is it fair to say? The Mafia? Did they get to the refs when they go up against the Broncos? Did the mob have some money on this one, Mike?
You mean the Chiefs?
No, the Broncos game. Riley Moss plays for the Broncos.
No, I'm saying did the Chiefs pay the refs
to try to bring the Broncos down? Yeah, that's probably a good connection you're making. That game had me a little concerned against the Cowboys. Now, I did pick the Broncos to cover the 3.5, but it was I was a little concerned about that pick. And really, the start of it was, you know, Dallas got the interception. They got up 3-0. That was it. I mean, it kind of went back and forth for a moment, but once Denver got on the board with that first touchdown after they gave up the field goal, it it just felt like Denver controlled it the rest of the way. They go up 14-3. Dallas made it somewhat interesting at 14-10. But then at, you know, late middle second quarter, this thing was starting to get out of whack. And can we talk about two guys here? Dondre Tillman, that interception, that run he had, what was that? He was putting moves on, man. He's been phenomenal. That was a phenomenal play by him. Now, it was pressure on Dak Prescott that led to the interception. But Tillman with the pick, and he took that thing 36 yards. I thought he might take it back. And then the other guy is Justin Sternad. He has been a very good linebacker for this team. In a game where, again, Dre Greenlaw's out, you haven't really got to see him. We'll get to see him this weekend. That's good news because you get the Patrick Surtain news, but you do get to see Greenlaw. But Sternad has been a very good player. You know, that interception that he had against the Giants kind of started that comeback. I know the Broncos scored before that, but that pick really made it believable at that point. He's been exceptional. They just have enough playmakers on this team where it keeps me from really freaking out about the fact that Patrick Surtain is going to miss some time.
If the Broncos were Pat Surtain and nobody, like, that's when you freak out. If the Broncos were Pat Surtain and the Dallas Cowboys' current defense, that's when you freak out.
Yeah, then you don't have anything.
But the Broncos are just
a lot of playmakers.
They're so deep.
A lot of playmakers.
They're just so deep everywhere.
Hufanga's been good. I think Riley Moss has been good.
Worry a little bit about middle linebacker.
Yeah, but again, you're not. I mean, Singleton's getting all of his tackles again. He had 11 tackles in that game. Sternad's been solid for this team. Jonathan Cooper. And it was really cool to see Jahdae Barron get that interception. That was a really nice play by him. Bad throw, but a good play.
It was a short throw, but he wasn't even open. He wasn't even open.
No, I'm not sure what Dak was seeing. Dak was...
I think Dak was in desperation mode.
Dak was having a phenomenal season. Maybe he still will, but he went 19 of 31 for 188 yards and two picks, no touchdowns for him. And they ended up pulling him out at the end because it was over. I did not see a 20-point blowout. But are the Cowboys bad? I don't think the Cowboys are bad. I think they're probably a middle-of-the-road team that could sneak into the playoffs and then get beat in the first round.
I think the Cowboys are good. I think they're banged up. I think they did not play well against a very good Denver Broncos team, and they will lose in the first round, as they always do.
Yeah, I think it'll be a push just to get in, and then it'll be, they'll lose in the first round. Yeah, but that's still,
if they can get healthy though. That defense is not going to be 31st ranked all season. Or 32nd. I don't know exactly what I thought I heard 31, but they could be dead last. If they get their players back, they're not going to be dead last. But they're still not going to be very good on defense.
Yeah, no, their defense is really bad. Will Collins be out this weekend in Houston? If so, I think our secondary can handle things. Last I read is that he might play. I'm not 100% sure on that, if he's going to go in week 9 here, but he left after the Seattle game. And I don't know. He's still being evaluated. So, but that obviously, if he can't go, that makes it a little bit easier for the Broncos.
If he can go, then it's still going to be easy.
Texans aren't a bad team.
No, they're not. But Broncos got it.
You're stuck in that. Yeah, Collins is listed as questionable in this one. So
we have to wait till Friday to find out.
Something to pay attention to. He's been there, you know, as far as yards, he's leads the team in yards, 339 yards and 3 touchdowns. They're by far their best receiver. So that would certainly change things. The Broncos have been going up against an absolute gauntlet as far as duos with wide receivers. So maybe things slow down a little bit and at a good time for Denver.
Yeah. I mean, which team has had one wide receiver and then an intern?
Well, Big City Roadhouse, want to talk about them. They got breakfast burritos now. Do yourself a favor. Stop by there. 10 a.m. to noon every day. They are serving breakfast burritos. They have wonderful specials going on every single day, too. They got it all, man. And I recommend the pizza. I recommend the wings. Although they brought the steak in. That was delicious. Big City Roadhouse. Big City flavor. Roadhouse comfort. 25 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
From preps to college to the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Was pretty rough for the Colorado Buffaloes on Saturday, Michael. Coach Prime said, "This is bad. This is probably the worst beating I've ever had, except for when my mama whooped me as a kid." It was bad.
He would say something like that, wouldn't he?
Has the shine worn off now?
I think the shine wore off along a few weeks ago when he put three quarterbacks in.
3-5. 1-4 in the conference. They got Arizona coming up, West Virginia, Arizona State, and Kansas State.
And they're dreaming of the Rocky Mountain Showdown.
Yeah, they would love to have that on the schedule now. They've got to, you got to go 3-1, and they'll get into a bowl game, which would be something made out of this pretty rough season. I picked them to beat Iowa State. It wasn't necessarily that I believed in them. I do think that the Buffs are capable of winning games. I mean, they were close against BYU. They were close against TCU. But Utah just destroyed them. 53-7. This was over after the first quarter. It was 17-0. And your starting quarterback was out. You had Beard Ficklin. Was the quarterback. Ficklin. I was hoping it was Flickin. That'd be a quarterback name. 10-22 for 140 yards. That wasn't the story. It was the running by Ficklin and Parker and Johnson and Duke and Rogers. They ran for 422 yards on CU's defense.
What defense?
Yeah, bad. Ficklin ran for 151. Wayshon Parker had 10 carries for 145 yards. That averaged, yeah, pretty easy math there. 14.5 yards per carry. Nate Johnson had two runs. One of them was a monster run, a 56-yarder. They were just doing whatever they wanted to the Colorado Buffaloes. And Salter was bad in this one. Ryan Staub made an entrance. He was 4 of 8 for 65 yards. What do you do at quarterback? Because that wasn't the issue. I mean, it was an issue, but it wasn't the issue. Are you sticking with Salter the rest of the way? Do we see Juju Lewis? Is Juju Lewis going to be a Buffalo next year? I mean, these are things that you're evaluating now if you've committed to Coach Prime And this isn't an attack on Coach Prime. It's just it is what it is right now. His name attracted a lot of great recruits, and now they're 3-5, and they got boat raced by a conference opponent.
I think they need to stick with Caden Salter, and if it's just bad, if it's clear that he's playing bad, you just go with the future.
Quick to pull the plug. The Buffaloes are 4.5-point dogs going up against Arizona this week. Did the bye hurt them that much? You know, you beat Iowa State and then you go on your bye week, come out against Utah and just awful. Can't stop anybody. I mean, it would seem like that whole question of, the buzz around the Buffaloes, it is not quite there. And you got, as far as, you know, the rushing attack for Arizona this weekend against Houston, it was a close game against Houston for Arizona, but they lost. They maintain their rushing attack, so you're not going to see anything like what Utah had in store. Eastside Chris, for CU, that was a Fricklin bad performance.
Bravo, sir. Bravo.
Look what you're doing.
Top text.
Really? Eastside Chris?
That's my vote.
Texture from 970, sure was not great. Sure was great not to see Jerry Jones' mugshot in the press box during the Broncos game. John in Fort Fun. Rams finish 1-11. Oops, 2-10. Do you think the Rams finish? Do the Rams not win another game?
Who's on their schedule?
UNLV.
Ooh.
New Mexico.
Ooh.
Boise State.
Ah!
Air Force.
Yeah, they're going to lose. Yeah, they're done for.
I don't know that they'll win a game. Another game. I think they got their Fresno State game, and they got the game that you dare not mention.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They've got one legit win on the season.
Yeah. They might not, Michael. Very good chance that the Rams do lose the rest of the games. I mean, you lose to Wyoming 28-0. You made Wyoming look like one of the best teams in the conference. Smitty says 2-10. Should have been 1-11. Ugh. Very curious to hear about the job search for Colorado State. This is massive, man. If John Weber doesn't get this right, suddenly, talking about the shine wearing off, everything John Weber seems to do seems to be taken very positively. But if he hires a dud of a football coach, give it 2 years, and then he's on the hot seat just like that. That's how quick this goes now. Coaches are dropping like flies. Texter from the 970, the Buffs will be fine. Sometimes you have to take a few steps back to get where you want to be.
And you say, I drink the orange Kool-Aid.
Here's the thing. You have money. Coach Prime is still attractive to the recruits. Like, his name, what he can do, his NFL ties. But it's not as easy as it was 2 weeks ago, and it's not as easy as it was to start the season to get recruits to you. What we said about Coach Prime is he's going to get the recruits early. He's going to attract a lot of those big names in high school football. He's going to attract a lot of those big names in the transfer portal. But then you have to deliver. You have to follow that up, and you got to win. Because these guys, while they love the idea of Coach Prime and the fame and the parents love him and all this stuff, that goes away quickly when you go, is that really where I want to take my career? Because if you go to the Buffs when Coach Prime took over, don't you think that your goal is to be an NFL player? But when Coach Prime took over as the head coach and you think you get recruited by him, and he's got all these guys like Warren Sapp and Marshall Faulk, he's got all these big names, Pat Shermer, I'm going to see you so that group can get me NFL ready. I don't think that's far-fetched. But now I'm looking at it going, if you are just going to be the bottom of the are you going to be in the basement in the Big 12? This, as soon as this year, you're going to see recruits back away, and it's just not as, the beacon is not as bright as it was a week ago, as it was to start this season.
I just had a scary thought.
What?
What if Pat Shurmur gets an interview at CSU?
No. He shouldn't even get an interview.
But what if that mistake was made?
No, John Weber would not do that. No crew that's looking out for potential coaches is going to look at the 7 points CU put up against Utah. Because Utah's okay. Good. They're not that. They shouldn't be that good.
Okay.
No.
My heart was just like, oh, God.
Throw me a random. Give me a random like coach that we're not talking about that should be in the coaching search for CSU. Is there anybody that's kind of like a random name? I don't care if they've coached or if they're not coaching or whatever. Give me a random name that you're not seeing on all these lists from fans, the super lists from fans.
I don't like fan lists.
It's too many. You're listing every coach Everyone that could possibly be available.
Like, gone to high school in Colorado or, like, been ball boy for someone in Colorado. It's like they want the Colorado connection. The Colorado connection is great. I want wins.
Ed McCaffrey. Rod
How
Smith.
About Max McCaffrey?
Yes. Just keep the clipboards away.
Exactly.
Big Hub, who wins, CSU or CU right now?
CSU. CU.
I would make that pick.
I'd say CU would be a 17-point favorite.
Ooh, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say that. 8.5-point favorite.
And I would bet the points.
What? You would bet the points?
I don't know
what
my gambling
mean?
Slang.
You bet the points.
I would bet CU to win more than eight points. I'd bet the points.
You'd take them to cover the spread.
Yeah, those sequence of words.
970 texting, and Brady and Micah, at one time the San Diego Chargers backup QB in 1986 was Tom Flick. Beat the Broncos in Denver in 1986. John in Fort Fun.
That was an accident.
It was an accident.
It accidentally happened.
Texter from the 970, Bronco Mendenhall, who's currently the head coach of Utah State. Well, he got it going quickly.
Great name.
For New Mexico, and then he got the job at Utah State. And Utah State's kind of interesting. You know, they get smoked by his old team, 33-14. Oh, great text, guys. Good stuff. Mike Bobo, bring him back. That's a random name. No. Is he healthy now? It's all good. Faith said they'd be eight-point favorites. That's what I would say. Clint Kubiak. I've heard that name. What about Gary Kubiak? Time to bring him back. 42 minutes after the hour, Michael. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, everybody. Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
I don't know. I said throw out a random name, and that's a random name. John Fort Fun says Mike McDaniel. Pass. Do we? That would be a splash. And he was a Greeley guy. And, you know, Broncos ball boy. That's what John says. I forgot about the ball boy thing. He was a ball boy.
I did not forget that.
Of course not. You have Broncos facts in your brain all the time. I don't think so. I don't know. No, right? Just tell me no.
No.
It's appealing, kind of, now that you say it. Isai Chris, if you're a lamb, you are 50-50 to be a ram. What about an assistant from CU? Did you see Coach Prime and Livingston going at each other on the sideline? Well, Prime said he was just mad about the personnel that was in. It wasn't necessarily the call. Yelling on the sidelines, usually not a good thing. No. I just, Not an assistant from CU, no. I don't think so.
Not Pat Shurmur.
No. Warren Sapp. No, I saw him kick over the pylon.
That guy's a Sapp.
Logo on it. So, no. Terrell Davis. Isn't he their ambassador? Could he come coach? Is he doing that thing anymore? Is TD doing the ambassador thing anymore? I haven't seen him do
check.
It. Yeah, Google it. What are you finding? Efforting music.
I'm finding how Stella got her groove back.
Well, you own that DVD. I could throw out a million names. And it's a crapshoot. It's like the draft. You just don't know. Any of the names that whoever they hire will have a decent resume. I think. Unless it's Steve Adazio, again, which I don't think they would do that. 49 minutes after the hour. What did we learn, Michael? That's coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Join Kyle Johnson and Bruce Dick for the high school football game of the week. Fridays on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What do we learn on this 28th day of October? We learned that the Broncos might be a contender. They might be a contender if you're being a logical, real person. We learned that Jamal Murray, this is the best version, early version of Jamal Murray that we may have ever seen. Michael, what did you learn today?
I learned that you are finally putting Jokic in your top five.
Yeah, he's top five of all time.
I thought you had him in your top one.
No, he's not top one. Michael Jordan is top one.
Okay.
But he just makes it look so damn easy. He just falls asleep and gets a triple-double. It's crazy to me.
So if Jokic and Jordan went one-on-one together.
Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not you, Mike. I'm not you. I'm logical. Think
Go
through
Broncos.
Things. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.